Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Off. I've been waiting to get to this interview. Warner, I know I'm not saying that name correctly.
No, it's a wonderful pronunciation, it's okay.
Very good. And you are with Solutions Radio. We have here a talking Wi-Fi radio, folks. And they even have the Serotalk.com podcast.
USA Today.
USA Today, awesome.
Yes. You can program the radio with newspapers, with radio stations, with church services, all kind of audio information that you can find on the internet.
Okay, so first let's describe the product here for people. So you have a round knob with clickable detents.
Yes, that's a volume rotator.
That's volume, okay.
Yes, and to the left you have two buttons up and down to go to the list of available content.
Or you can go online at
WWE. Okay.
Below you have two buttons, an okay and a back button. Okay, to go into the list of content and back, go to the main list again. And if you switch on the web radio, it will tell you what kind of content is available on the box. So it will tell you radio stations, church services, newspapers. And within a category you can search for USA Today, the Washington Post, or whatever newspaper that's available. At the moment, we have 85 newspapers available in the U.S.
Wow, that's very impressive.
And we have 5,000 radio stations, 15,000 podcasts, 250,000 church sermon files. You can add your Live 365 music account on a web radio. So we try to make one device that gives you access to all kind of information on the web.
Okay, now can you add your own stations if it's something that...
Yes, if you have your own streaming URL of your own favorite station that's not in our database, you can just add it as a custom station for just your specific radio.
Okay, does this have a Wi-Fi capability?
Or yes, we have a version that is working on a telephone line, on an analog telephone line for dial-up users.
Uh-huh.
We have a version for broadband and a version for Wi-Fi.
Okay, so on the back we got a connector. What's that? Oh, that's your power.
Yes, power.
And then
you have the Ethernet connection.
Yeah, Ethernet there, two RCA jacks.
Yes, for connecting to your amplifier, your hi-fi installation.
Connected to stereo.
And this is your phone jacks that are disconnected in this version because it's a broadband version.
Okay. So you do have to be close to your router, or
you need somehow off via Wi-Fi connection to connect to your wireless router, or use a cable to connect to your router, or use a telephone line and a dial-up account to use the web radio.
So I'm trying to understand, how do you do the Wi-Fi? Is it built in, or do you have to buy a...
No, it's a built-in Wi-Fi adapter. So you search for available Wi-Fi networks, put in your web key, for example, and it will connect to your Wi-Fi network.
And how do you, so you do that through the PC?
No, you do that on the web radio itself. So you go into the to the menu of the web radio, select the Wi-Fi search option, and then you select the your network from the available networks.
Okay. I think I turned it up a little bit. I want folks to hear it.
If I can have some fun again. However, there was a lot of...
As I'm driving home, I'm thinking, gee, I wish Jim was here to hear it. I wish I had my radio bookmarks.
It is a W...
Try to scan. I want to get it like so you go through the genres. I don't know what I did there, but
WRBH Radio for the Blind, spoken word.
Okay, so you have the radio reading service stations.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we have
okay.
25 reading service for the blind already on the web radio. We have some podcasts already on the web radio. So if you ship it, it's already pre-programmed with some basic information, and you can add your own content yourself via another website.
Okay, so I want to get to the list of formats or genres, right? How
You go just to the list of content, like you're doing now, by pressing the up and down arrow keys.
Okay.
Taping for the blind, Houston. Rose Resnick Lighthouse for the blind,
I get to
San Francisco.
I want to go
spoken
up in
word.
The back menu or whatever and get the list of...
Then you get
the bottom
back,
right, okay.
The back button, and then you go to the
please
list
select.
Of content.
Okay. USA Today.
Then you hit a list of content and you hit...
Los Angeles Times.
Your favorite...
USA choice. Today.
The programming
WUSF 89.7
MR2. So you don't
spoken
have to
word.
Program it on the web radio itself.
Please select.
Because you would like to have
USA
a list of
Today.
Content that it's programmed on the web radio as sure as
please possible. Select.
For example, my grandmother
USA Today.
Doesn't want to browse on a web radio 7,000 of items. she would like to have only 5 or 10 items what she would like to listen to. So there's a separate website that you can go to and do the filling your serial number of the web radio and browse in our database of 5,000 radio stations, 15,000 podcasts, and make on the website your selection. And the next time you switch on a web radio, you will get the newest content collection. It makes it a little bit easier to do the programming of the web radio by a family member or by a reading services or by a church. It can be done all remotely from their office instead of using the web radio itself as a programming device.
Okay, so this is, you're just in presets right now, right?
Exactly.
I was trying to get it in. Can I search by like country or by location?
Yes, you can do it on the website. You can go to the website and search by genre, by country, by bitrate, by name. Then you make on the website your selection, you save it, and the next time you turn on a web radio, you get your newest selection.
Okay, so you don't browse them on the radio. You go to the website, put your favorites in. Oh, okay, now I'm understanding.
Because like my senior citizen, for example, if she has to browse on a web radio through thousands of stations, it's too confusing, it's too complex. So that's the reason why we make two different things, a website to program the web radio, and just a simple device that only get the predefined stations that you've programmed on the website.
And how many stations can I add to my radio? I'm an advanced user, and maybe I want
thousands if you want.
So I can put almost the whole library into it.
Exactly. But
it just doesn't start that way by default.
Exactly. And if you have thousands stations, then of course, then you have to go up and down in the list of content to 1,000 stations. So that's a little bit maybe...
I see you don't have like categories for like the different types, like top 40 or oldies or rock or country by country and things of that sort.
We have it on the website, but not on the device itself make it as simple as possible.
I see. So you're going for simplicity. That might be something that some users might like, but that's a tough call to decide. Do you make it...
Exactly. That's a difficult, always a question, if you're making a device that can do everything for most advanced users, or are you creating a device for senior citizens or for those who are less PC savvy or tech savvy? That's always a making sort of a balance kind of thing. So you can do everything that you want on a website, so you can make every selection that you want on a website, and then you sit on a web radio and you have sort of a more standardized way of accessing the content.
Very good. And what is the price of this radio?
The standard radio with analog modem in it is $299, almost $300. And the Wi-Fi version is $349, $350.
Okay.
There's a website that you can see more information and order online. That's irisradio.org.
irisradio.org?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. But it's not, the radio itself is not called Iris. I think that was confusing people, right?
Why it's confusing?
Some people were confused. They said it wasn't called Iris anymore. It was called Solutions Radio.
The company name, my company name is Solutions Radio. And we have some product names like the Iris Radio or the Orion Webbox. That's a sort of more advanced version that we are using in Europe for all kind of library services. So we have different product names, but the company name is Solutions Radio.
Oh, very good. And how long does it take to receive this if people here in the U.S. want to order it from the net?
We ship from the U.S., so we have a warehouse in Chicago, so we ship from Chicago.
Oh, very good.
And we have them in stock, so if you order today, depends on what kind of services you are requesting, you can have it in a few days.
Very good. So this has got a built-in speaker. So
yes.
That speaker is mono, right?
That's mono, and you can use the RCA on the back to connect it to an amplifier or to your hi-fi installation to listen to stereo if it's in stereo channel.
But you don't have like an eighth inch 3.5 like headphones or something. So just so folks understand, to get stereo you'd have to plug in, either hook this into a sound system or
the web radio comes with an adapter cable, so you can use a standard 3.5 millimeter audio jack into the RCA. It's an adapter cable with the web radio.
Right, very good. And how does this work for like rebuffering? If you lose the station, will it go out and retrieve it again?
Yes, it will try to reconnect to the station for 3 or 4 times. And if it's not available anymore, it will go automatically to the next channel, will announce the next channel, and or you can program it just to wait on a user action. But most of the time, we see the people using just advance to the next channel in the list.
Now, one of the problems we found is that a lot of stations, at least in the USA, change their stream. So what happens then?
We have quite a lot of work in updating our database daily. So we have some partnerships, for example, Clear Channel, to get their streaming links on a daily basis. But that's quite a lot of work. And fortunately, we have all kind of volunteers that are helping us by saying that a link is not working anymore or providing us with new links. So any help is welcome, of course. But it's always a difficult thing to maintain the content to have the right links available.
Well, then I think there's some geographic issues too, right, where certain feeds only work, say, in the USA and things.
Yes, sometimes there's sort of an IP blocker on it, so they will select, so they will look to your IP address, and some content is only available in the US, or some content only available in the Netherlands or in the UK. That's correct. Yes. So that content is not, if you select, you are not able to select those kind of content on your web radio, so you won't hear it or you won't see it.
Very good. It's an exciting product. I hope folks will check it out here at irisradio.org, the company Solutions Radio from the Netherlands. Nice unit, got a good sounding speaker, and there you go. It can be as simple if you want to buy it for someone who's not tech savvy, or you can geek it out and put thousands of radio stations on it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right. From CSUN 2009, this is Michael Loff for SamNet Radio, your station, your community.